For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There are many reports over two different questions. One, in the New York Times, says the FBI investigated the president as a possible national security threat after firing the agency's director, James Comey. The second involves the president's discussions with his Russian counterpart. The Washington Post report that President Trump wanted even his own top officials kept in the dark about his meetings with the president of Russia has renewed questions like this from his critics.
Why is he so chummy with Vladimir Putin? Why is this President Trump's best buddy?
Second highest Senate Democrat Dick Durbin on ABC's This Week. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson had this take on CNN.
This is not a traditional president. He has unorthodox means, but he is president of the United States. It's pretty much up to him in terms of who he wants to read into his conversations with world leaders.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
With the partial government shutdown now in its 23rd day, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is suggesting that the president set a deadline for resolving the government shutdown.
Before he pulls the plug on the legislative option, and I think we're almost there, I would urge him to open up the government for a short period of time, like 3 weeks, before he pulls the plug, see if we can get a deal. If we can, at the end of 3 weeks, all bets are off.
Prices at the pump have dropped, with gas now averaging $2.31 a gallon nationally for regular. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
The price of crude has been volatile. It hit extreme lows and began to climb back, and now it has reached under $52 per barrel. It is the biggest factor in what happens to the price of gasoline. It's the main reason that consumers got a 66 cents per gallon price crash in the past 14 weeks.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Iowa Republican Steve King is getting an earful from his own party. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
The Congressional Black Caucus is condemning racist comments made by Congressman Steve King and is calling for his removal from his committee assignments. Other lawmakers have come out in reaction as well. Senator Ted Cruz tells NBC's Meet the Press the comments were wrong.
What Steve King said was stupid. It was stupid, it was hurtful, it was wrong, and he needs to stop it. I think all of us ought to be united, regardless of party, in saying white supremacism, white nationalism is hatred, it is bigotry, it is evil, it is wrong. And I think we need that clarity, and I'm certainly going to urge everyone to provide that clarity.
King was under fire for comments he made that appeared to defend white nationalism. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The American Shakespeare Festival Theater, a historic and cultural landmark in Stratford, Connecticut, has burned to the ground. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
No reports of injuries after the early Sunday morning fire. Firefighters called to the site in Stratford, Connecticut at about 1 a.m. and found the building already fully engulfed in flames. The theater has been host to dozens of famous actors and actresses, including Ed Asner, James Earl Jones, Christopher Walken, and Katharine Hepburn. And the cause of the fire remains under investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.